the stage is set for something good to happen.
Absolutely. All right, thanks, Ian. Dave Allen in for Mark Wainwright. Earlier this morning, Corrine Zoli, Director of Research at the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University, was on Mark's show. Wainwright asked Corrine about should there be any concern about how North Korea has acted in the past.
Right, and that is the question. There have been assurances in the past that they had goodwill to actually make some substantive agreements, and they've broken those commitments in the past, so there's concern there. But I do think we're in a different era, and there's a lot of reasons that I think that's so. One interesting issue is that North Korea itself is broadcasting this as a change era to their own people. So I can't remember one instance where that was occurring. Obviously, the framework agreement, the summit, the Singapore summit, today and yesterday is extremely significant. The inter-Korean agreement between North Korea and South Korea in April is extremely significant. So this, I think, is it. I think we can be optimistic, and you always have to be skeptical about these things, but I think we can be optimistic that this is a changing era.
Mark also asked the question if there's a change from the summit back in April.
Yes, I think that's true, and they actually brought in this very famous older newscaster who was retired to deliver this news. She's very trusted. She's someone who's sort of a maternal figure for the country. So, yes, I think you're right. And I think the April summit between the two Koreas paved the road a little bit for this so that local folks could recognize that there was something brewing here that was significant. But I do think it's, a pretty drastic change. Obviously, the rationale that's being put out there to the North Koreans is that it's for purposes of peace and prosperity. And I think the sanctions, especially China's role, very helpful role to the U.S. in sanctioning North Korea over the last year, has really placed the country in kind of economic peril, which has been really hard for local populations. So I think there's an appetite for change.
And what can we expect in terms of their intentions now?
It's an interesting question, and that's particularly hard to predict at this point, and it's not a bad theory in terms of seeing how they would redirect those energies and intentions. But this, Chairman Kim has actually destroyed some of his own nuclear infrastructure at this point. So I think he's serious, and I think he's an interesting change agent, actually, for his country. He was raised in Swiss schools. He has made these attempts to kind of connect with celebrities in the U.S. He's an interesting character, and I think he actually has a connection, a feeling that he wants to be a change agent for his own people.
All right, there we go. That's Corrine Zoli, Director of Research from the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University. It's 8:19. I'm Dave Allen for Mark Wainwright. We'll check traffic and weather in 2 minutes. News Radio 570 WSYR. Bob Long.